Hello, my name is Carrie Rivera and my co-host is Marian Barrientos, and we welcome you to Brighteon.tv. Brighteon.com and Brighteon.tv were created by Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for the preservation of freedom of speech. We thank Mike and his team for making this available to all of us. Today, like last week and every week to come in Friday, my co-host and I will be talking about world events, how we see things, and of course, the passing of a dear comrade in arms, Dr. Rashad Buttar. So we want to talk about these things. And of course, as we have been called by my assistant, the Mexican hurricane, we will talk about everything without filter. We're going to talk about also what's happening in the US, how it's affecting the rest of Latin America, and of course, what's happening around the world. We'll talk a little bit also about Died Suddenly and how that is, of course, affecting the future of humanity and what we need to do in order for that to happen. So don't go away. We'll be right back after this short break with Marian Barrientos and myself, Carrie Rivera.
At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at brighteonstore.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Hotze. Men, when things hit the fan, don't be crying in the closet with your wife and daughters. They're counting on you to lead them and to be a man who's physically fit, mentally sharp, and spiritually strong. At the Hotze Health and Wellness Center, this is what we help you become. God has given your body amazing restorative powers to heal itself. We're in the business of transforming lives naturally. We've developed an 8-point treatment regimen, which includes healthy eating, vitamins and minerals, and hormone replacement, including testosterone. Become the man God wants you to be. Our program for men will help you put a tiger back in your tank so you can protect your family during these trying times. Contact us at the Hotze Health and Wellness Center for a complimentary wellness consultation. Get your energy back so we can take our country back.
In recent years, the world has only become increasingly more chaotic and uncertain. Disruptions to the supply chain have resulted in global food shortages, making it difficult for us to access the very resources we need to live in a functioning society. That's why it is now more important than ever to be prepared for the unexpected. Here at Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, we've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones be prepared for any emergency, which is why we are dedicated to bringing you a wide selection of ultra-clean and lab-verified superfoods, supplements, preparedness items, and other health products. So support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Welcome back to Brighteon.tv. My name is Carrie Rivera and my co-host, Marian Barrientos, and I welcome you. Marian, really great to see you, and we got a lot to talk about today.
So great to see you, Carrie. A lot of good stuff we have prepared for everyone today, and making everything go right to be here every Friday. So here we are again.
So let's start off talking about Dr. Rashid Buttar. Dr. Buttar, he passed away this 18th of May, suddenly. He is unvaccinated. He led a big charge against autism as well. His son was diagnosed with autism when he was 3 years old, And Dr. Buttar, he had been in the military, he was a surgeon. And so that was really shocking. He had already decided not to vaccinate his kids when his ex-wife took his son and vaccinated his son. So then he was dealing with a vaccine injury. He then recovered his child and then went on to work with many, many people in the autism community. Most recently in 2020, he came out very openly against the jabs, the whole COVID conspiracy, you know, all of that. And then he was working on, I believe it was a documentary, not just about Died Suddenly, but what happened and how the macabre forces that be in the world are trying to kill us. And of course, talking with Dr. Artis and other people like that. So we've, you know, lost a comrade in arms, and the community is definitely shaken and disturbed by this. It's very, very concerning when you see that they're taking us out one by one. And what people say, well, what happened? Did they shoot him? Did they kill him? Actually, with these, they have these energy weapons. So they don't even have to be near him. They can even deposit things into his environment. He went to, did an interview with CNN about 6 months ago. And after that interview, he was very, very sick. Ended up hospitalized, ended up with markers for things that are seen in the vaccines, but hundreds of times higher. He survived because he understands detoxification, but probably they zapped him with one of their weapons that we cannot see, but yet they had all of the proteins and everything else in his body, and of course the graphene oxide, which can make them do whatever they want whenever they want, and took him out. So just wanted to do a call out of, you know, we're really sorry to hear of the passing of Dr. Buttar, and grateful for all that he did to get the word out, especially in the early days of 2020. He was, you know, originally on, I think it was even YouTube, and then of course he was taken down, and then he went into Telegram and other platforms that were harder to find. But he did so much, and again, for autism also, I remember the early days, I met him in 2005, and I went to a speech that he gave at Autism Conference, and he was already blackballed by that conference because he took out a room next door and invited people to his conference because he was so outspoken. He really believed in his method of detoxification treatment, and he was always cutting edge. He was always one step in front. So same thing happened with the COVID in 2020. He was definitely one step ahead and understanding all that was to be. It wasn't about a virus ever. It was about controlling the masses and taking out what they could prune away, the older, the weaker, that type. So then of course they could overrun the borders and do all the things that they're doing. But he was definitely trying to, you know, let people know that this was happening. He definitely tried to make a difference, and he made a big difference during his lifetime. So he will definitely be missed.
Such a loss, such a brave doctor. We keep seeing this once and again, both things. The doctors that were basically trained by this very corrupt system, but then they start suffering any maybe incurable disease, or their kids start with this autism symptoms, or something starts happening in their family, and they are not willing to do the same protocol with their families than they have been trained to do with their patients. So there's when they have many of these doctors that we deal with now in CommuSav and CommuSav USA, and doctors that are reaching out to find about these new natural therapies and CDS and all of these natural elements that we're using to help people on recovering by fixing the root of their problem and not just the symptoms. So they start getting interest in all of these therapies because they want to do something different, because the results that they're getting are not good enough, right? So, and also these doctors tend to be the bravest doctors that I've met, because they are willing to speak out even though they know that their lives might be at risk. But you cannot stay quiet when you see that it's not just your life at risk, but your kids' future is at risk, and your patients and your family and the generations to come. So once doctors realize that, their immediate life it's obviously nobody wants to lose their lives, right? And you don't want to lose it if you're working towards making a better world, of course. But those are the risks that many of us have taken, because it's a bigger risk to do nothing and to stay quiet. And they've killed some of our team. It's been maybe 6, 7, 8 doctors right now. But the community is growing and growing and growing. For one that they kill, 1,000 start speaking out. And I mean, it's such a loss. And obviously, we're going to miss him. And his videos are right now everywhere, because people are sharing his last interviews. But, Carrie, it's a risk, but it's a bigger risk to do nothing about it.
Yeah, and I think that's why my assistant calls us the hurricane, because we have to be involved. We have to, you know, you have children. We have children. We want a future for humanity. We want a future for the humanity that our children are a part of. And of course, when we think about, you know, bad people, there's a lot of bad people out there. But actually, in the world, there's a lot of really good people. And there's a lot of beautiful things. You know, God made us in his image. You know, he wanted us to be here. So now we have to go ahead and fight for what can be lost if we don't all get together. I was listening to the Quinta Columna today, and they were talking, and it was, you know, always like about, it was an interesting theme about love. And it's about loving and being loved. Like, why did we come here? Why are we here to begin with? Of course, we have to be active while we're here. We have things we have to do, like, you know, we have to do podcasts and things of this nature. But we've come here at the end of the day that I can love you, Mariana, as my dear friend, you know, that I can love my children. I can love my parents. I can love my best friend. This is really important. And then, of course, always doing the best. You know, when you came into COVID, you know, you were not doing what you're doing now, but you saw the problem and then you saw the solution, and nobody could tell Mariana Barrientos to be quiet, to just go back to doing what you were doing before you were making a difference in the world. So now...
Oh, trust me, I was bullied to the ground, but it was more important to be able to get the message out so that people just knew, at least knew, that they did not have to go get intubated to the hospital before trying this liquid oxygen CDS that I was using. And then I was showing the testimonies of people who were doing really bad, like oxygenation levels 69. They would intubate people at 80. So 69 was really, really low. And 2 days later, they were doing just fine. Oxygenation level at 95. So when the people started speaking out in my Telegram channel, well, now I use Telegram, but I used to do all my videos through Instagram. And they were doing their testimonies there, and they were telling me about how they recovered so fast. And so those videos were deleted from my Instagram, and I was getting these warnings that what I was doing was dangerous. And I was like, why would saving a life be dangerous? Why would helping a friend be dangerous? Who is it dangerous for? You know, so then I realized, and you know, Carrie, we're gonna continue to speak out, and thousands of people are behind us willing to speak out, and I have so many testimonies to share, and we're going to be sharing them through our different shows. I'm going to be getting ready some testimonies for you. I get them every day. But now I have something that I want to link to this program. There's 21 precepts or rules to be happy in life. So I was reading this book again, because I've read it a few times. And I was thinking I should share this and then just link it to whatever is happening nowadays in the world. So today, the message I have for you, it's about just what you were talking about, Carrie, love. And this is about happiness. So I'm going to read you. It's very short, but I think it's going to inspire a lot of people to help us make a better world. So happiness. True joy and happiness are valuable. if one does not survive, no joy and no happiness are obtainable. Trying to survive, that is like to continue living in a chaotic, dishonest, and generally immoral society, it's difficult. Any individual or group seeks to obtain from life what pleasure and freedom from pain that they can. Like, you want to attain pleasure and freedom and just stay away from pain, right? That's any human living tries to do that. Your own survival can be threatened by the bad actions of others around you. And we've seen that, we've really seen that lately. Your own happiness can be turned or tragically and sorrowed by the dishonesty and misconduct of others. I am sure you can think of instances of this actually happening. Such wrongs reduce one's survival and impair one's happiness. You are important to other people. You are listened to. You can influence others. The happiness or unhappiness of others you could name is important to you. Without too much trouble, using this book that I'm going to be sharing with you every week, you can help them survive and lead happier lives. While no one can guarantee that anyone else can be happy, their chances of survival and happiness can be improved. And with theirs, yours will be. Because yeah, when our friends are doing great, when our family is doing great, when everyone is around you is healthy and working towards their goals, your life is better also. No one wants to live in a world full of sick people, of people who are suffering, just trying to, you've lived this, Carrie, because of the bad actions of others who didn't speak out on the damages that these vaccines could cause. Now you found the solutions and now you're sharing them with the world. But then you had to take care of a kid who needed much more help than the kid that was born, that was just perfectly healthy. And so no one wants to live their lives just trying to cure and cure and cure everyone because everyone's sick. You want people to be happy and healthy. And so this is the first message the 21 precepts values,
yeah,
that I want to share with
I think the other thing that's really important is that everybody comes with a purpose, whether it is to be the best mother or the best father or the best wallpaper
professional,
whatever you're doing. It doesn't matter what you're doing. It doesn't matter what your profession is, or, you know, if you sell tacos on the street, if you, whatever you do, do the best you can, because that increases society. That helps us as a society, meaning as a world, be a better place for everybody to live in. And of course, you treat your neighbor like you want to be treated. You treat people that you see on the street like you want to be treated. And that makes us a whole human society in a chain that they can't break. And what happened this week also in the United States, a man who started an entity called Oath Keepers, and that was basically just to uphold the Constitution, which in our government in the United States, they're not doing that anymore. He was just sentenced to 18 years in jail, which I think he's about my age, so that's a life sentence for him. And he only was at he went on the 6th of January to the Washington DC with many, many other people, many patriots, just to say that they believed the election was stolen and they wanted to support their president at the time. And there's, I don't know, hundreds of people illegally in jail that our government is suppressing. So there's, you know, the rule of law has fallen in the United States, and that just happened this week too. So our Constitution has been under attack and has obviously fallen. So what our framers told us early in the Constitution, it said to be careful. And the reason why they have the Second Amendment is because they need to be careful with enemies, foreign and domestic. And those domestic enemies can be the government. And so the people have to be able to protect themselves. And the way things are going, it's not going so well. So, and we're seeing that type of thing around the world. And that's why the United States at this point has to also show, you know, Marty and I was talking with a friend last night over dinner, and we were talking specifically about how people used to see the United States 20 years ago. They would be like, oh, it's great. I want to go. I'm going to go to Vegas and Disney, and I can't wait to go shopping in San Francisco. I want to go to, nobody wants to go there. And then the other thing is it's extremely dangerous, and they're going through this woke culture and saying that there's, you know, how many genders and this wokeism and this, you know, just basically upside down world. What's black is white and what's white is black and this kind of stuff. So we're watching this country fall apart, and it has to do with people not standing up. So there's a lot of people that are standing up, but I think that the more people wake up, and I think a lot more people are waking up, especially after they've been jabbed and they want second jab and third jab and fourth jab and fifth jab, and people are saying, yeah, I think I'm done with that jab business, you know? So what is it that you
I was looking at the stats. It's only 10 to 15% of Americans who are still willing to get another jab. It's 90% that are done with it. And many of them, many are regretting it. And we have a video that we're going to show you guys when we come back with Dr. Peter McCullough, who mentions those statistics and is telling you why and how, why is it that some people got the vaccines are doing just fine? And why is it that other people got the vaccines and right away lost their health? And what are the differences? So you're going to see that in the video that we're going to show you when we come back from the break. But we still have 4 minutes, Carrie. So, I think it is in our power to point the way to a less dangerous and happier life for people around us. Because no one will survive by themselves. It's just me, and I'm doing well, my job is well, I'm healthy, and I live in my own beautiful house with my little happy kids. But yeah, but those kids you're sending to school, which school are you sending them to? Because many Americans are thinking that the border with Mexico is very dangerous. Like, many of them don't want to go to Tijuana because it is so dangerous right now, right? Or just the other borders, which, by the way, I'm going to today. But everybody's sending their kids to school. And I heard by March, it had been over 500 school shootings this year already. So it's 10 times more, if not 100 times more shootings in your kids' schools than the border, which you are so scared of. So with drug dealers and, you know, and so our environment outside our houses are dangerous. And we have to fix that because it is us who are going to carry with live with the consequences.
Right. And we also have to make a neighborhood watch. And of course, you know, like Mike Adams is even saying, like, we have to start planting our own foods and having our survival gear. And like, you know, you, for example, you've got your chlorine dioxide. So if any of your neighbors, if there is a collapse of society in the next years, God willing, it won't be. But, you know, you have your chlorine dioxide, you can fix antiseptic, you can, you know, people get, you can make water drinkable, you can, you know, fix pretty much any of the health issues, you know, without a broken leg or a heart attack or something like that than DMSO. But anyway, so there's a lot of things that you can do. So each one of us has to see, like, what would be our strong point, but definitely start to, you know, make these garden towers and you know, if you have land, plant on it.
Yeah, and most of it, like, it's just organization, like, collectively speak to our neighbors, to our friends, to just, there's a new pandemic coming. The World Health Organization has been announcing it for the last days. Now, how many of us are going to fall for it? Because if they get to scare you, you will be so easy to manipulate. Mm-hmm. So on my part, I know I have a solution for any pandemic, any virus, any over contamination of electromagnetic frequencies, because what it does is that takes away the oxygen from your body. And I know how to put more oxygen into my body with CDS, right? If it's a bacteria, if it's a fungus, we know how to fight that. So I'm not gonna be scared, but I need other people not to be scared so that they don't fall for it, because if they get scared, they will be so easy to manipulate, and this is gonna be happening over and over again. Until what? Like, what's the point? And so I hope people don't fall for it, Carrie, because it is coming, and they are going to try to scare us, and they're going to be showing us statistics, no proof, of course, but statistics all the time in all of the news and media, social media, etc. So please, please get ready. We are about to be bombed with all of this information about the new pandemic, and we cannot fall for it. We cannot get scared. Just get ready with this CDS or whatever nutrition or healthy stuff you have around. And
we'll be right back. We're going to a short break for 2 minutes, and we'll be right back with more of this.
Hello, I'm Dr. Hochsi. Men, when things hit the fan, don't be crying in the closet with your wife and daughters. They're counting on you to lead them and to be a man who's physically fit, mentally sharp, and spiritually strong. At the Hochsi Health and Wellness Center, this is what we help you become. God has given your body amazing restorative powers to heal itself. We're in the business of transforming lives naturally. We've developed an 8-point treatment regimen, which includes healthy eating, vitamins and minerals, and hormone replacement, including testosterone. Become the man God wants you to be. Our program for men will help you put a tiger back in your tank so you can protect your family during these trying times. Contact us at the Hochsi Health and Wellness Center for a complimentary wellness consultation. Get your energy back so we can take our country back.
The Kelly Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelly Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelly Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with the Kelly Key. The Kelly Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build the quietest suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KellyKey.com with free shipping.
I feel that Juvent is helping me to get better every day in every way.
That impact is what has been shown to help improve your bone density. Without that impact, you're missing a very important nutrient in your physical conditioning program.
The Juvent Micro Impact System allows the person to create more joint range of motion. Now I know there's a chance that nourishment can take place to that joint.
Get one of these. So.
Brighteon is where it's at if you respect medical freedom and freedom of speech. I love Brighteon.
Riots, recession, food prices, gas prices, violation of our liberties. These issues are keeping Americans awake at night. Sleepless nights aren't good for your health. Millions are suffering from sleep gap disorder. I'm Dr. Steve Hochsi, and I have a natural solution to overcome this dreaded sleep gap disorder, my proprietary sleep formula. One capsule of sleep formula will help you achieve a great night's sleep for as little as 75 cents per night. Visit our website, physicianspreferencevitamins.com, and enter the promo code SLEEPNOW. It's hard to stand up against tyranny
when you're tired.
Hey, I'm Clay Clark. We're live here at the Reawaken America Tour. We're getting set up. We're getting ready to accommodate thousands and thousands of people. We're turning every square inch of this facility into seating capacity. It's going to be 100% sold out, and you can watch live on Brighteon TV. That's Brighteon TV. Thank you, Mike Adams.
This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now, post your videos today, and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com.
Hey guys, it's the Resistance Chicks, Leah and Michelle here, and I want to tell you that you need to be going to Brighteon.tv and watching every program that's on there. You need to be going to Brighteon.com and watching all of the different podcasters that are on there, and you need to be going to BrighteonStore.com and purchasing everything that you can there, because Mike Adams, Alan Keyes, and the entire crew behind Brighteon TV and Brighteon.com, we are taking this thing to the end of the line, and we are going to win it. And we are going to serve the Lord, and God's going to be shown victorious. So thank you for staying. Thank you for supporting. Brighteon's the best. That's where it's at, and it's going to rise to the top. We love you guys. God bless.
Hi, I'm Del Bigtree, and thanks for watching Brighteon TV.
I'm Dr. Brian Artis. This is Dr. Eric Naputi.
Right.
Dr. Eric Naputi, of all media platforms that are uncensored, what's your favorite?
Brighteon, without question. I mean, I love Brighteon TV, Brighteon Radio. I mean, it is the place to go to get the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. People are so sick and tired of being censored, and Brighteon has got this platform that is global, and it's just a blessing to be on it. It's awesome. I love all the people that are on there, and the fact that it's a network that's working together, it kind of reminds me of a family, you know, and we're all together doing this for the world, my friend.
Except without crying babies.
Yes.
God bless Mike Adams for all you're doing, buddy. We love you.
If you don't.
Welcome back to Brighteon.tv. I'm Carrie Rivera and my co-host, Marian Barrientos. And we left off, we were talking about, you know, the spike protein and this kind of stuff. It's really important. And Marian has young dating age children. And so we're talking about, you know, how do you, maybe in your house, you've decided not to vaccinate. But what about when your son, who you're a very handsome son, he's a young man, and he finds a very cute girl and they're just all smitten with each other. And then it comes time to kiss. And now you've had the experience where people that you work with had husbands or boyfriends or whatever that were vaccinated, yet the woman was not. And to tell us, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, yesterday I was helping this girl who's getting rashes all over her body. She did not get the COVID vaccines, but her boyfriend did. So I've been helping her with CDS, like the protocol K that we talked about with CDS and DMSO. By the way, if you have any type of surgery, you have to use that protocol on the surgery because it heals so fast and it takes away pain so fast. But she's getting these rashes in her face, arms, stomach, it's all over her body. Her legs are like so red, like live skin, you know?
Yeah, so she's suffering from what somebody else got. So it's being spread for sure by bodily fluids.
Her sister, who's helping me help her, is treating her. She's drinking CDS, and then on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, she gets better and better and better. By Friday, she's doing just fine. But Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, she sleeps over with her boyfriend. And this is like a 25-year-old girl. And Sundays and Mondays, the rashes are so bad that her sister yesterday just asked me, Marian, might it be? Because sometimes they do go out and drink, so they thought it was because of alcohol that the rashes wake up again, you know? But there's been a few weekends where she has not had any type of alcohol because of the rashes. It's so painful. But she has sex with her vaccinated boyfriend. So she starts getting bad vaginal pain, and the rashes get worse. And so Monday and Tuesday, she's doing really bad. She goes back to the treatment, and she continues the treatment through the weekend. And she continues with CLDS, but it's just like we're fighting back and forth, because every time she has sex with her boyfriend, they just realize that she gets the rashes again. And like that, I get every single day phone calls of women who are having really, really bad hemorrhagic periods, or very bad pain after sex. And the common factor in all of these cases is that their partners or their husbands have been vaccinated because of work. Here in Mexico, many women do not work. Men, usually all of the men work. So some of them are stay-at-home moms, and they did not have to get vaccinated. But the men, it was mandatory at their jobs to not lose their jobs to get the jabs. And yeah, that's happening every day. So I strongly recommend, if you did not get vaccinated, that you do not have sex with vaccinated people, or at least wear a condom. And then just do the vaginal protocol with CDS after.
But Martina, it won't matter. It's in everything. Yesterday, I interviewed a woman by the name of Chris Edelkamp, and she was not a masseuse, but she did like myotherapies, where she would get deep into the muscle tissue of athletes, of American football players, for example. And she got very sick because it was going through her skin. So it doesn't have to be through sex. It can be through saliva, sharing a glass and drinking off of somebody's, oh, taste my lemonade.
Wine.
And,
yeah.
You know, but this kind of thing. So it can
and
be.
And we are all going to do that sooner or later, because you might be very aware right now, but sooner or later, maybe I'm going to drink from my cousin's wine, and then you're going to drink from my water, Carrie. So it's going to go like it's unstoppable. So it is not like to scare people and just don't move and stay in your house because everyone's so dangerous right now. But the good news is that there's a treatment that is reverting the side effects of these vaccines. People are getting well. So people should not be scared. Yeah, we are under a chemical attack, but we can continuously detoxify our bodies. Like if you have to go to the dentist because you have a very, very bad toothache, and the dentist has to use anesthetic. Yeah, many anesthetics have graphene oxide, but you're not going to live on with your tooth killing you, you know? Maybe you try to calm it down with some CDS or painkillers or whatever, but there's going to be a time where you do have to take that tooth away. So we have to continuously detoxify our bodies and just take the vitamins and supplements and minerals are so important. Seawater and the humic fulvic and potassium and magnesium and all the minerals are making our systems, our defense system, our immune systems so strong that we can fight all of these chemicals. So, Carrie, you live in the same world that I do. We are, maybe we're breathing it. We're breathing graphene oxide and aluminium, and we're drinking water, and we are not able to check under a microscope every Diet Coke we drink on a weekend. So we are going to get intoxicated. We have to detoxify faster than we are getting intoxicated. And that's how we keep our bodies strong enough to fight this. Yeah. This is a health war, right?
We have, our producer has a video that Martienne would like to show. So we're ready to roll that right now. So let's do that.
So this is Dr. Peter McCullough. Look at it, and then we'll be back to talk about it.
COVID-19 vaccines are not safe for human use. And they should all be removed from the market due to excess mortality. We can't allow any more Americans to die after taking the COVID-19 vaccines. We now have over 3,400 papers in the peer-reviewed literature describing fatal and non-fatal vaccine injury syndromes. We know that the vaccines have the genetic code for the lethal Wuhan spike protein, the spike protein that was devised in the Chinese biosecurity lab in Wuhan, China. This spike protein, in the cases of patients who've died, has been found in the heart, the brain, the immunologic tissues, the lymph nodes, and it's known to cause blood clotting. And it may be the most dangerous protein we've ever encountered in human medicine, certainly the most dangerous that I've ever seen. It has a dangerous mechanism of action. From the outset, we saw excess deaths that broke all conventional safety barriers. Pfizer knew about 1,223 deaths within 90 days of their vaccine. They recorded it in their post-marketing data. The US FDA wanted to block that information to America for 55 years in court. Fortunately, external lawyers prevailed. We have a situation where the vaccines are considered emergency countermeasures and we're under a national security operation in the United States. So conventional safety rules are not being followed by the FDA because it's considered an emergency countermeasure. So therefore, the decision-making really falls on the states and local jurisdictions in terms of mass vaccination. You understand that this has been tremendously controversial. Currently, fewer than 15% of people are taking any additional vaccines, less than 10% of nursing home workers as a proxy for people who really understand about these vaccines. So they cause cardiovascular damage, myocarditis, provoke heart attacks and sudden death. They cause strokes and intracranial hemorrhage. They cause blood clots in record numbers, both in the arterial and venous system. And then immunologic problems. They have special terms now. One's vaccine-induced thrombotic thrombocytopenia, and the other one is multi-system inflammatory disorder due to the vaccines. The risk appears to persist now about 2 years or longer after the first two shots. In a recent paper published using retinal artery scans for blood clots in the arteries and the veins, and people have taken the vaccine compared to those who didn't take the vaccine. We have great concerns. There may be even more problems that are discovered in the future because these are long-lasting genetic shots. There's never been a study showing they leave the human body or that it broke down. It's very disturbing. The spike protein produced from the genetic material lasts in the body at least 9 months or longer. Again, we need data to suggest that it's cleared out of the body completely at some point in time. We think every shot is progressively accumulating risk in the human body, and then there's a stochastic risk on each shot. So someone could have tolerated four prior shots and die on the fifth shot, as an 81-year-old male described by Yamamoto and colleagues in Japan. It's just been published out of my Substack stack, but it's in the peer-reviewed literature. In my clinical practice, I've had patients die after the vaccine. I've seen all the different variations of heart damage, blood clots, amputation, stroke, and a tremendous set of casualties in Americans that simply was not warranted. The vaccines are, in my medical opinion, and my authoritative opinion for America is that they're simply not safe for human use. Whether they're considered emergency countermeasure or just another medicinal product, by all means, they need to be removed from the market before more people are damaged. Now, the recent paper by Schmeling and colleagues helps explain a question that you may have in your mind. Why are some people take the shots, including some of you listening right now have taken the shots? Why are some of you fine and other people dying? And what Schmeling showed is there are basically three groupings of batches. And they showed this with the Pfizer vaccine in Denmark. They had all the side effects captured. And they showed a third of the batches, nothing happened. It was like taking a shot of saline, zero side effects. Two-thirds have some form of a side effect, but it's pretty mild and self-limited. And then that final batch, which is only 4.2% of doses, that the side effects are through the roof, including the blood clots, heart damage, and death, 4.2%. Now, whether that's hyperconcentrated messenger RNA in aggregated lipid nanoparticles, or if it's DNA plasmids that are contaminants that Ms. Demaree and Dr. Lindsay have suggested, you know, we don't know. But we can tell you that there is a small number of batches. And as more batches come out, some are going to be lethal and other ones are going to be harmless. But those harmful batches, right now, there's no mechanism that's in place to retrieve them and get them out of circulation. So that means somebody who walks into a vaccine center could be harmed from one of these batches. Mm-hmm. Now, finally, the vaccines have completely failed on stopping COVID-19, the infection. 94% of Americans have already had COVID-19 now, according to a paper from Harvard by Clausen and colleagues. 97% have some form of protection, even from subclinical disease. Once you've had the infection, there's a 0% chance of hospitalization and death with the next infection. So a vaccine is clearly not medically necessary. That's been shown by a paper from the US prison system by Chin and colleagues. So the vaccines did not stop COVID-19. They're not necessary, medically necessary or clinically indicated. They don't stop transmission. And our CDC director told us that promptly in 2021. So there's no reason to have a mandate. They don't stop a vaccinated person from spreading it to one another. And then lastly, they don't reduce severe disease. There's never been a prospective randomized double-blind placebo that I've ever seen. It has a dangerous mechanism.
Okay, so you can watch it fully. I can't hear myself. Carrie, God, can you hear me?
God bless Dr. Peter McCullough. May he stay safe, because this man is on the front lines. Just like Dr. Buttar was, people have to keep speaking out, but we all have to get behind him. Not just like, you know, you were saying, like in our houses clapping or keeping our fingers crossed. We have to influence the areas in which we have, whether it's just our family unit of the five of us, or if it's just, you know, your Telegram or your Instagram or your Facebook or whatever, but don't be silent. Share these. Like Marianne grabbed this one off of her Twitter account. Share them. Move them forward. Move them. You never know who's going to see them for the first time. Maybe you've seen them 10,000 times, but definitely keep Dr. Peter McCullough and his family in your prayers.
Now, the good news is that Twitter is allowing us to share these videos now. Facebook is still and YouTube are still blocking everything. But if you want to know who this guy that we just watched is Dr. Peter McCullough. He is from Buffalo, New York. He was born in 1962. He earned a Bachelor of Science degree from Baylor University in 1984. He's a medical doctor from the University of Southwestern Texas Medical Center. He completed his residency in the University of Washington in Seattle, a cardiology fellowship. And then he enrolled in the University of Michigan on the School of Public Health. He earned a Master of Public Health. I mean, this guy has, it's a huge curriculum. You can look at it in Wikipedia. It's Dr. Peter A. McCullough, Peter Andrew McCullough, and you can see all of his certificates. And he's speaking out. And many doctors throughout the world are doing the same. And good news, we can share it through Twitter now. And you can watch the whole video in my Telegram account, which is Marianne Barrientos CDS. Half of the information is English, half of it is in Spanish. Maybe you Carrie, can share it in your Telegram channel also, so that people can watch it, and then we hope you share it with the rest of the world. So this information he's mentioning, it's a longer video, you can watch it full, but he's mentioning which studies he's referring to when he speaks, because these guys, they do read, and they are on the top of the studies are coming out every day, and it's not good news for people who got the vaccine. So just, you have to take responsibility on your own decisions and your own bodies, and hopefully lead a happy, healthy life.
a lot of hope, though, Marian. I believe that if people were taking the stabilized oxygen, I think as they're calling the chlorine dioxide, if they're taking their humic fulvic to remove the graphene oxide, I mean, I think that there's ways that we can be proactive. And of course, you know, trying to, you know, stay as far away as we can from certain things, like what happened to this woman who was, you know, it was a therapist. She actually touched people that were, you know, very, very, very jabbed. But at the same time, there's still hope, so we can still stay living in the same environment. Or like if your son falls in love with a woman who's jabbed, I mean, how can they go forward, marry, have children and the like, and have a nice, long, happy life? We need to give a CDS, we need to do humic, we need to do other interventions of things that can be very useful in detoxifying our bodies and keeping us enjoying other human beings. Because sometimes people woke up after the first or second jab and said, hey, what was that? I thought I was trying to be, you know, I'm taking it, you know, one for the team. Well, for me, for you, I'm going to do this. We get back to normal. Or like you said, you know, stay-at-home mom and her husband's going to work and his work is requiring it so he can bring the money home so the wife can buy the food and put it on the table for their children. And of course, after the fact, everybody's suffering. So how can we do it? And we do have solutions. There are solutions out there. So that is the important thing. And there is a lot of hope as to detoxifying the body.
Yeah, and I have a lot of hope on humankind and human fellows and friends and family and people all over the world who might have a sleeping right now, like a sleeping period of tranquility and not doing anything about it. But we all have that strength within us that is telling us something is not right here and I want to do something about it. So you start by speaking out and putting the right data on everybody's face so that we all wake up and we're going to be a huge, huge force to reckon with. And so I do have hope, but we just need that intuition or that thing that is sleeping on so many people right now because they just don't want to think about it anymore. And the pandemic's gone. Well, there's a worse pandemic coming our way,
Plandemic. Which
is obviously because they don't have a crystal ball, but they are warning us on what is coming. Of course, the vaccines are ready and whatever PCR or test they're going to invent or do, they're in place right now. Maybe if you have any people working at hospitals, maybe they are getting the PCRs now for this new pandemic that nobody knows what it is yet, or they're just discovering it. And it's all set and it's all ready. So don't fall for it. And just this time, I think many more of us are going to fight because now we speak, Carrie, And people actually listen. At the beginning of this, we were speaking and we were just like, well, I was just this crazy lady from Mexico saying incoherences, you know. Now, it is very important and I do want to ask people who are helping us put this message out there. There are people that are mixing truth with lies and doing these videos so that it's easy to find out that it's something that has been changed or is ridiculous, to ridiculize all of the rest of the things that we've said. So we have to be very careful on what to share, who sent it to us, and just look at it on Google and just make sure that it's something real, because sometimes they might put Biden speaking of something and it's not what he was saying.
Wait, I have to cut you off because we're done in 10 seconds. So I want to
thank
you for joining us today from the Mexican hurricane, Carrie Rivera and Marian Barrientos. We thank you for being with us and have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.